This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The ACLU of Colorado and a state nonprofit focused on HIV prevention are suing the city of Pueblo. They're concerned over the city council's recent ban of syringe exchange programs in the city. Councilors voted last month to ban the programs due to discarded used needles littering public spaces. The nonprofit Colorado Health Network says the lawsuit seeks to overturn the ban. The organization says Pueblo's decision ignores basic public health policy. A lot of homes are hitting the market in Denver. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of houses for sale in the Denver area jumped by more than 30% last month compared to last year. That's according to an update from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. It means buyers have more choices and more room to negotiate. But it's still a tough market, with mortgage rates hovering around 7%. The median price of a single-family home in and around Denver is $660,000, up slightly from a year ago. Buyers will have better luck finding a good deal on a condo. Prices for those types of properties are dropping. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
CDOT is repaving a notoriously bumpy stretch of Interstate 70 just west of the Eisenhower-Johnson tunnels. The department's Elise Thatcher says heavy traffic and constant freezing and thawing beat up the pavement all year long.
It's just the nature of having a roadway at a much higher elevation that's exposed to wintry weather a good part of the year, not just during the winter.
Travelers should expect lane closures and delays until fall. This is CPR News and KRCC.